Welcome to the Real Turf Techs Podcast, for the technician that wants to get real. Follow along as we talk to industry professionals and address hot topics that we all face. Along the way, we'll learn tips and tricks. I'm your host, Trent Manning. Let's have some fun. This episode of Real Turf Techs on Golf Course Industries Superintendent Radio Network is presented by Foley Company, a strong supporter of equipment technicians and golf course maintenance departments everywhere. Foley Company offers a proven solution for above and below the turf for turf professionals everywhere. To learn more about Foley Company's line of reel grinders, bed knife grinders, and the Air 2 G2 family of products, or to find a distributor, visit www.foleyco.com. Foley, ready for play. Welcome to the Real Turf Techs Podcast, episode 97. Today we're talking to Aaron Miller, Assistant Equipment Manager at TPC Piper Glen in Charlotte, North Carolina. TPC Piper Glen is a private 18-hole club. Aaron is the assistant technician in the shop, and she's got a really good mentor there. And I hope you enjoy her story. Let's talk to Aaron. Welcome, Aaron, to the Real Turf Techs Podcast. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on. We're going to have a blast.
Yes, sir.
I say it every time. Just so all the listeners really know, I really want to drive this home about how much fun we have doing the interview. And then the rest of the part, not so much fun. But right. This part's really fun. Tell us how you got into the turf industry.
So, actually, I applied for the tennis part of the club. I seen an ad on a website and applied, and mainly because of the landscaping. I was in landscaping before, so that's kind of what attracted me to the tennis part. I've never done the tennis stuff, So it was my first time, but I'm a quick learner. So I said, hey, I can do it. If you show it, I can do it. So I started doing things around there, got more into like showing him I could do the irrigation and stuff like that. And Steffi kind of saw, like, he's the superintendent at TPC Piper Glen, and he kind of saw what I could do. And he said, hey, I need somebody to do the landscaping at the clubhouse. And at first I was like, nah. And then finally I kind of gave in and did that for a little while, for a couple of years. And that's kind of how I got brought over towards that side.
Okay, so he was just cruising the tennis courts and saw you out there busting your butt and said, hey, we need somebody up at the clubhouse.
Yeah, because right where the court paths are and stuff, he would pass by there all the time, and he wasn't quite getting the calls, I think, that he used to get for certain issues or something. So he just kind of, he came over and talked to me a couple times and saw I kind of knew certain things, and I think you just thought I would be a good fit.
Awesome. That's so good. Well, yeah. How did you wedge your way into the shop and start turning wrenches?
Okay. So honestly, what I've always wanted to do was mechanical type work. My dad, he was a mechanic. So, and I just love working with my hands, fixing things, just making improvements. That's what I loved about the landscaping, but that still wasn't quite where my heart was. So I was actually thinking about leaving Piper Glen to kind of go pursue that. And I talked to Steph. He knew I had knowledge in certain areas, and he knew I was pretty good with my hands, and I've done all sorts of different things, roofing, everything. So he gave me a shot. He said he knew that's what I wanted to do. I told him, and he said, hey, we'll get to where you want to be. And that's where we're heading.
That's awesome. That is so, so good. I love it. That's a great story. So were they looking for an assistant mechanic, or did they kind of just help you out in that position?
I think they kind of were. They were definitely thinking about it for our head mechanic, James Penny. He's been there a while, and I think it's hard for me to explain because it's more like a family type deal, you know what I mean? And we just kind of grew because, I've been there going on 8 years or 8.5 years now. So we all kind of got to get to really know each other. And James knew I was interested. I would always, anytime I would be around there at the shop, I would go in there and bug James. What are you doing? What you working on?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think I just kind of weaseled my way in. I kind of worked it in. But I think it kind of actually worked out eventually because, you know, our mechanic actually got hurt. And I kind of had to step up in that moment. And it worked out. I think for the time, it worked out pretty good considering the situation, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, that's awesome, though. That's so good. And, yeah, you had the desire. And... You got there.
Yes.
So what's step two for Aaron?
Oh, definitely getting the certifications and I mean, I like where I'm at. I'm not saying I would never leave, but I mean, this is kind of my home course, you would say. And and I mean, I think eventually just kind of taking over in that position of head mechanic over at Piper Glen, I'm hoping.
Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of my goals.
That's awesome though. That's good stuff. Yeah. And if you found a place that you really like and it has a good culture and you like who you work for, you like the people you work with, I mean, why move? And there's a lot of people out there. I've seen it. I'm obviously a lot older than you, but I've seen it a lot. People just chasing a dollar. And going over here for 50 more cents. And there's a lot more to it than chasing money around, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, when you have the right place, when you work for the right place, and they earn that respect by working there, they see what type of worker you are and everything else. If there's moments where you need a day off because of something and they work with you, and that's that extra... that when you go and chase the dollar, you're not necessarily going to get over there. And that's what people don't understand. When you get a place like that and find a place like that, you need to not take it for granted because that's where you can really grow and learn a lot in that spot, in that position.
No, that's great advice. I love it. What is your least favorite part of the job and why is it sand?
Well, of course, having to grind all the time. You want to keep things sharp and It's hard to do that with all that sand, but I mean, it's definitely necessary and I hate it and like it all at the same time. It's kind of weird because I do like grinding. I do like just making sure that next thing is the more you do it, the more you perfect it. And I mean, the way I look at it. So I'm going to be really good at it eventually. I'm going to be really great.
Yeah. Plenty of practice to be had for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. All the time. Whether you need it or not, whether you need the practice or not, you're going to get it.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite tool?
I would have to say it's my X-Beam extra large or extra long 16 millimeter wrench.
Yeah.
I enjoy that thing.
And
sometimes. And I mean, you use it a lot.
Oh, yeah. So you primarily Toro equipment?
Exactly. Yeah.
We've
moved a lot of things. We still have Gators and things like that, John Deere, but like all of our mowers, mostly, actually all of our mowers are Toro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know Eric Duncanson?
No, I don't.
But you heard of him?
Yes.
Probably, I'm sure. Yeah. He's the one that actually turned me on to the 16 millimeter X-Beam. Yeah. And it was such a good idea. And I did a tips and tricks presentation and I had it in that presentation for several years because I thought it was such a great idea because it really saves your hands tightening those adjusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you have an extra long one, you get it in those tight places. But however, when you have it off and you're just freshly grinding and things like that, I mean, it's just having that extra long is just really good to have that extra little bit of length on you.
Yep. A little bit of extra leverage.
Yep.
What do you do to relax or find your balance?
Honestly, I started actually playing tennis here recently, but
We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell
nobody.
nobody.
No, it's all good.
I mean, just I like projects, so it, to me, that's actually relaxing. Just piddling with the different things. So when I come home, if I decide I just completely want to redo something, or just I go look at a tree and I'm like, I don't like that one there. Let's just move that. It's just things. Just I like to do everything. So, or looking at the lake or going fishing, things like that. I do enjoy things like that. So all of that to me is pretty relaxing.
You might be the first guest I've had that said piddling.
Yeah.
And yes. And I love it because I grew up piddling. We piddled
that's
a lot.
That
yeah. We piddled
right.
a lot. Yeah. That's awesome. That's good stuff. Yeah, if you're not in the South, maybe you've never heard that before. I don't know.
Tinkering, fiddling.
Yes, a lot of tinkering. I'll tell a quick story. So my grandfather, he was actually a brick mason for most of his life. And when he retired, he started buying the old school snapper lawnmowers.
Right.
And he would buy 10 of them and make five or whatever. And
right.
just robbing all these parts and stuff. But it was sad. He was illiterate. So he didn't know how to read or write. And he couldn't even sign his name. He put an X on the paper. But he grew up with 17 siblings.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. And it was rough times back then.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he used to make me laugh so much because he was really smart, even though he couldn't read or write. He understood how things worked, but he didn't know what anything was called. So everything was a hickey. And he said, this hickey goes to that hickey that connects to this hickey, and
that's
that
right.
hickey does that. And I'm like, okay.
Hey, after a while, you know exactly what hickeys he's talking about.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, I had to get up to speed with all the hickeys. And then another quick story. I don't remember how old I was, but he talked me into putting brakes on this old car he had. And I'm like, okay. And he said, the cackler is hanging up on it. And I'm like, what is the cackler? And it was a caliper is what
right.
he was what he was talking about. But I had no idea what a cackler was.
He was close. He was close.
Yeah, he was close. But fun times. What has been one of your biggest challenges to date?
I think honestly these interviews have been kind of challenging for me. Just because I'm not used to being on different things like that. I'm used to kind of doing my own thing. So I mean that's kind of it's been a change for me. Going to the US Women's Open, I had never done anything like that before, and it wasn't challenging, but it was in a sense, because like I said, when you don't go and do things like that, it's a new experience for sure.
Yeah, it gets you out of your comfort zone.
Oh yeah. So that's I've very much been pushed out of mine.
Yeah. But so what's your experience been like getting out of your comfort zone?
Oh, it's been fantastic. I mean, it's just that's what I'm saying. And I say like pretty much every day, I love my job. I absolutely love my job. I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I love all the experiences that have came with it. You meet different people and you see different things, but you have those solid people that are kind of the OGs, so to speak. So I don't know. It's just been, to me, it's been a blessing because, I mean, I love nature. I love just the whole thing of it, man. When when the green grass gets green, I mean, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like it.
How do you feel about watching the sunrise in the morning?
Oh, gosh. I absolutely love that. I've gotten some pretty good pictures.
Oh, I'm sure. Yep, we all have. And it's one of those things that you take for granted, or you could take for granted, and a lot of people do take for granted. But that's definitely one of my most favorite times of being on the course first thing in the morning when the sun's going up, coming up, and then when the sun goes down in the evening.
Oh, yeah. It's
some of the best times on the golf course for sure, riding around.
Yeah.
Just so beautiful. What's the strangest thing you've seen at work?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I've seen a lot of different things there, but I've seen not really the strangest thing, but, you know, I've seen a cart being flipped over. I've seen people go through a fence. To me, that's kind of strange just because it's like, man, how'd that happen?
don't happen every day.
Yeah, but I think it's not strange, but very awesome. I'll say that we have eagles at our golf course. So to see those eagles and to see the new babies getting born and how watching them kind of grow, that is really awesome. So
that is awesome.
I mean, we have a lot of more awesome than strange. I mean, we've had a situation we've had to get a deer out of a fence before. I've never seen a deer in a fence before I've been there. So,
right.
I mean, things like that is kind of, it's cool though. I mean, it's an experience, like I said.
Yeah, super cool. So, 2 bald eagles?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many we have now. Now, they did have a baby, and I can't remember it, like if it's still there or not. But, I mean, we have a big old nest on 18 and right there by the driving range and all that. So, it's really cool. We have a lot of people come out and take pictures of them. And it's awesome to watch them, though, coming down and landing and being near a bunker or something. And you're like, man, look at that eagle. It's so cool.
That's
insane.
Awesome. One of the colleges here in North Georgia, they had a eagle nest on their campus, and they set a camera up, and they had babies, and you could watch the whole thing. They were streaming it online several years ago, but it was so cool.
Yeah.
And it really became a thing down here where people were talking about it on social media and stuff. Everybody checking the webcam and seeing what's going on with the eagles that day and what kind of food they're bringing their babies. And I mean, just all kind of really cool stuff. Do you have a mentor in the industry?
James Penny, for sure. He's just been a huge inspiration, and I've learned a lot of things from James. He's very old school. He's old school like my dad. So, I mean, I guess that's why so much we get along, and I just can really relate to how he talks about things and how he does things. And I love that old school, like, just take on things, and you come up with some crazy stuff when you don't have, like, you know, what you need. It's like, you're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of got all those little tricks and trades.
Right. I was very fortunate to work with a gentleman like that when I first started out at the golf course in the shop. And that was definitely the mentality, is we're going to get this going no matter what it took.
That's
Yeah, I seen him one time, we welded a pulley on an alternator because it had broke off. And then later the alternator went out, probably because we were welded on the shaft. And I took it to the alternator guy that we used forever, like 25, 30 years. And he was like, why did y'all weld this pulley on? It's like, we're in a hurry. We needed it. Had to go. But, you know, it got us out of a pinch, too.
That's right.
What would be your dream job or opportunity? It kind of sounds like you're already living it here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I just want to continue to get better and better and better. I mean, to me, there's no perfect. You just continue to strive to just do better, because it can always get better. It can always be that tiny bit better. And that's what I kind of strive for. That's what I go for. And that's what excites me and keeps me motivated.
I can definitely see your passion
for
this industry. And no, that's awesome. It's so, so good. I love it. And I hope this episode gives a bunch of these old crotchety guys some inspiration. And maybe they'll remember when they used to be as passionate as you were.
Right. And I mean, I understand you get wore down. I'm going to be just like him when I get a little bit older and get more into it. But I mean, I feel like I'm always going to enjoy it. My back might get a little tired or my knees might hurt, but I mean, I'm still going to enjoy just like my daddy. I mean, even today, he's got to go tinker. He's got to go mess. He's got to do something. So
that's right. I love it. What technician would you like to work with for a day? I already told you, you can't say Kayla Kitt.
But I'll tell you, I'll tell you why. Okay. It just would be awesome. I've gotten to see her in person. I've gotten to work kind of beside her in a sense of at the Women's Open, but to go to her shop one day and just watch her do her thing and get some of her tips and some of her tricks, or just, I think that would just be so cool.
Oh yeah. No. And I would encourage you any way you can do it.
Oh yeah.
And I know she would love to have you up there, and especially in the off season or whatever, when you when you can get away from your own gig for a little while, do it. And I've been so fortunate to travel around in these last few years and see a bunch of different shops, and it doesn't matter whose shop you walk in, you can learn something, see how they're doing things. But Kayla, she's got a special part in my heart. I know. I call her my terse sister.
Right.
I love her very much, and she's a really good person, and she's just great.
Yes, she is.
I would highly encourage that. That would be good.
Maybe we'll do a little video of it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to make
for
a
sure.
little video. That'd be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah. Speaking of videos, didn't y'all have a little video of her already? Let's hear about that.
Yeah, that was on the Women's Turf. They've had a podcast a little episode going on and about the Women's U.S. Open. And they just showed different aspects, what we've done and different parts. And they had a mechanic part in there. And
that's awesome.
That was really cool. That was kind of, a lot of that was some of the first day of being there. And it was a great opportunity. It was awesome.
And super was cool. That your first one at Pine Needles?
Yeah, it was my first one. And it was really cool to watch even the mechanic there. The guy that was actually working it, he had took over for, I think it was a different mechanic that had gotten injured as well. So Dwayne, yeah. So he was really awesome. It was awesome to get to meet him and it was just such a good experience.
Are you going this year?
I don't know. I don't know. I would love to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it this year, but
yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Awesome. What do you know now you wish you'd known on day one?
Probably to come over to the mechanic side a lot quicker. Really just walk up instead and be like, hey, I need this. Oh, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that would be cool, but honestly, that would have to be it. Cause other than that, I think every step has been for a reason. So,
yeah, you're headed in the right direction.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah. No, sir.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I'm old. I might be that old crotchety guy here in another year or two.
Oh, no, you got at least 10 more in.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's good. At least 10 more. I hope so. I know the government says I could work 30 more. So hopefully I got at least 10 in me. How do you deal with that person on your crew in a positive way?
I mean, honestly, for me and what I hope that has worked for me is just really expressing the importance without doing it in a mean way. Expressing the importance of their safety or the safety of others, not necessarily getting onto them, but just more of a trying to relate in a sense to them. That's for me. That's like I said, I try to do it. It doesn't necessarily mean I always come off right, because everybody, we're human. We do our best in some situations. And sometimes it's really difficult. It can be so hard.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And in that moment, maybe you just walk away, take a minute, and then address the situation maybe when you're a little bit more chill.
That's, I think, excellent advice. And I mean, that's something I've learned recently. Just take a breath.
Right.
Take a deep breath. And yeah, if you need to go for a walk, go for a walk.
That's right.
You know, whatever you got to do. And don't say, I really struggle with this. Don't say the first thing I think about saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very important. Do not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually say now, think later.
That's right.
Yeah. Get ready for tips and tricks. What kind of tips and tricks you got you want to share with us or things you've learned over the years?
Well, I've learned a lot. I used to have, and this is so stupid, but I used to have the worst trouble with stupid cotter pins. I had the worst trouble with that. And James actually showed me the best technique to use, which is using the little cutter pliers. And honestly, those are the best way to use it. I mean, it gets it out a heck of a lot quicker. I was over there just struggling, and he would just watch me, and then he'd come over there and he'd say, "You want me to show you how to do that easier? Let me show you."
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd do it, and I'm like, "So big. You could have shown me that a long time ago."
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that it's just little things like that. Just things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. Heating certain things up, just really putting some flame to it. Sometimes that'll really do the trick.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many tips and tricks out there. And I try as I go through the day or whatever, and I'm doing a certain task, just like you're saying, remove the cotter pin. Like, where did I learn this? Where did I learn to use a pair of pliers? And obviously, I was fortunate enough to work with a guy that was very talented, and he taught me a bunch of tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the way. But it's hard to keep track of
where
you learn everything. So I would say to the listeners, any time you can teach somebody to do anything, even if you think it's the most basic thing you've ever done,
right,
they might not know how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I definitely think with the younger generation and definitely the people we have working at my club, back in the day, my club was kind of in a rural area. So we had a lot of country folk, if you will, or rednecks or hillbillies or whatever you want to call us, working there. And a lot of us had practical experience growing up in the country, whether it was hooking a trailer to a truck. And all these things that I just thought you were born knowing, because I've been doing it since I was 5 years old. A lot of these kids nowadays, they don't have that experience.
Yeah, that's insane to me, by the way. I mean,
it's
crazy. I mean, and I guess for me, because when you grow up thinking, especially being a woman, oh, there's not that many women out there that do this, let alone, I mean, you look at these kids now and they just don't have that like knowledge that we just grew up. My dad taught me how to back a trailer in as soon as I was old enough to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I can drive better in reverse than I can forward sometimes.
That's awesome.
You know,
I mean, it's
just, yeah, it's crazy to me. I would have never thought that they just don't know. They don't.
Yeah. They didn't have a reason to learn.
Right.
A friend of a friend, she met this guy in New York, and he lived in New York, and they ended up getting together and getting married, and he moved down here, and he had never owned a car. He had never mown the grass because he lived in the city.
Right.
His whole life. And
whole life.
I couldn't imagine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
I mean, he'd seen lawnmowers when he was taking a taxi somewhere, but never used one. It's just, you know, strange because I didn't grow up that way. And
I actually haven't really thought about that. Yeah, how crazy it would be to somebody, and how we're just like, oh, you don't know how crazy.
Oh yeah, never know what other people's life experience is.
That's right. That is right.
Well, let's talk about when in the T-TAC Turf Technician of the Year.
Yes.
We're only, what, 6 months late because that happened in November of last year.
Yes. Yes. It was crazy. Honestly, it was insane. I had no idea. They called me up. I was actually, I think at work. They called me up and said, hey, we need you to come down here. Do you want to come to the blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yeah, it was supposed to be like a class or something. And so I was like, oh, they just need me down there. So I drove down there and I literally got there at the time that it started. And next thing I know, I hear my name and I'm just like, what? Like, what? Like, I didn't even have a clue. And then I'm up there getting the award and I see everybody standing there at the doors. And it was so crazy because they wasn't there. They were just going to let me come to this class. So I mean,
that's
it was
awesome.
Really cool. It was awesome to see them look back there and see them. And it was insane. It was a great,
no,
it really made me feel like I've done a good job.
Well, and congratulations on winning the award. And why did you really win the award? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, so our head mechanic, James Penny, he was weeding in his yard. And a car actually came in and hit him. And
oh, wow.
He had fractured neck, broken ribs, things like that. So, I mean, he was kind of out. It was scary there for a little while. And and I kind of had to just step up and step into spot. You've got to do what you got to do. And I was going to try to make James proud. I didn't want him to worry about anything. I didn't want him to stress. Look, I got you. I got it here. You just get better because I want you here so I can learn more. That's basically what I had to do. And we did that for a good, it was a good while. I mean, it was last, I think, June or something, maybe, that he had gotten hit. So it was a good while. And then he slowly has been working his way back. He can't keep that man down. I tell you,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he pushes through and he just can't sit still. And that's why he's my mentor. That's why, just like my dad, that's what I said. I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, James, he's doing a heck of a lot better.
Well, that is great to hear. And I'm sorry that he got injured, but it sounded like it really gave you a chance to shine and you didn't take that lightly.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I was going to make him proud. I wanted
that's
to make
awesome. Him. No. And I mean, that says a lot about your person and I appreciate you working that way.
Yes,
and
sir.
Congratulations again. That is very, very good.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get into some rapid fire?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Are you doing any piddling this afternoon? After we get off here?
It's getting a little late here.
It's well, getting late. Yeah, it's about bedtime.
You wait, Lord? Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing some stuff on the inside now because I did my stuff on the outside. Did some
all right. Good deal. Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's do some rapid fire.
Alrighty.
What's your favorite movie?
It's supposed to be rapid.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
I would
Waterboy. Waterboy. Okay. Yeah. That's a classic. I love it. Love it. What would be your last meal?
I would have to say vegetable lasagna.
Vegetable lasagna. Okay. All right. I was not expecting that from a Carolina girl.
Look, if it's made right, it's so amazing.
I bet. What are you most proud of besides your family?
I would say my quality of work. To me, I'm really proud of what I try to put out there. And I really can't say family because I'm super proud of my family.
I think it's a given that most people are proud of their family.
Yeah.
And so I phrased the question that way because before, when I asked, what are you most proud of? Everybody said, my family. And I understand that, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
And that would be my answer too. I'm most proud of my two daughters, Lillian and Lila. And they're growing up, and I just love them so much, and I'm so proud of them. So I get that. But professionally, what are you proud of? Yeah, tell me something else about your family that you're proud of.
I would just have to say, honestly, like my brother, I'm pretty proud of my brother, just kind of looking after my dad and things here and all that good stuff. And I'm proud of my dad for kind of just showing me a whole nother outlook, not just growing up and being like a girl that just don't want to learn, or you know what I mean? Like he kind of bestowed in me to want to try and learn as much as possible of everything. So, I mean, I'm super proud of being his daughter and him just kind of showing me, taking that time to really show me that, because I mean, look at what it's brought me to.
Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah, no, it's so good. And like I was saying, I got two girls. The oldest one, she's 18 now, but she never cared anything about helping me work on anything. She, no. But the youngest one that's 15 now, she's 15 now, so nothing I do is cool. But when she was younger, she loved helping me. Whenever I was in the basement working on whatever I was working on, she was right there with me getting dirty and greasy. And I mean, it just made my day. It really did. Okay. So I know you're really thankful for all the stuff your dad has showed you, but I'm guessing from a dad's standpoint, he was probably really happy to have you there next to him.
I hope so. I mean, I definitely, and I know my dad, so yeah, I know he was proud of me. And I mean, he's a really good dad.
I love it. I hope he listens to this, and I hope he hears that.
I better get some good daughter points.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. Well, tell the listeners how they could get a hold of you on social media or anything.
Yeah, I am on, I don't know none of my handles, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good. I'll find you and I'll tag you when we post this.
There you go. Yeah, because I mean, honestly, I don't do a whole lot of posting. I get on the social media to kind of just follow everybody else. Just I might start posting here or there occasionally, but yeah, I mean, it's just this continue to stay connected, really. I like to kind of watch everybody else and see what y'all are getting into.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, thank you so much, Erin, for being on. This has been a pleasure. It's been a blast. You got good energy. And I love you. I love your outlook. And you give off good vibes. And I appreciate that. And we need more of that in the workplace, for sure.
That's right.
And all us old grumpy guys that are around the shop.
Hey, I can somehow manage to make some of the grumpiest people smile. That is like a goal I do have on the side. Like somehow, some way, I'm going to make somebody daggum smile.
Thank you so much for listening to the Real Turf Techs podcast. I hope you learned something today. Don't forget to subscribe. If you have any topics you would like to discuss or you'd like to be a guest, find us on Twitter @RealTurfTechs. See you bye.